Just one quick halacha, a question that is always asked this time of year of the summer. The people want to know regarding showering on Shabbat. Summer months on Shabbat, they're sweating. So they want to know, can they jump into a shower on Shabbat? So first question is a hot shower. So it's clear that the way our boilers work, when you're going to turn on the hot water, you're going to involve yourself in possibly Isure Deoraita. Why? Very simple. As the hot water leaves the boiler, so it brings in new cold water. When the cold water comes into the boiler, it's heating it up. So you're heating up water on Shabbat. Now, even though you don't see it, you're in the shower, you're turning a button, you say, well, I didn't see anything. The water was in the boiler already. I didn't do anything. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not asur. If you close your eyes and open the light, it's also asur. Even though you don't see anything. So then what's clear, to open up the hot water on Shabbat is asur. Could be asur deoraita. We're not talking about that. But one should be careful. A lot of times what happens is when the people are making the tilat yadayim, and they go to the sink, so some sinks have hot cold. So it's easy. You turn on the cold, and you don't have to worry. But some have the lever. And they're not careful. They just turn on the lever, wherever it is, it's in the middle. And all of a sudden, hot water's coming out. So instead of making a mitzvah mitzvah yadayim, could be they were already sudoraita. So the first one that comes to the sink, if he wants to do a big mitzvah, he should be the one to turn the lever all the way to cold. And once he turns it to cold, now nobody has to worry. Now you're going to tell me, but let's say when you were coming to make the netilat yadayim, the maid was there and she was washing her hands or cleaning dishes or whatever it was, and she is not shomer Shabbat goya, and she had the warm water, even a little hot. Now you tell her, excuse me, we want to use the sink for the netilat yadayim. You could use it. You don't have to now tell her turn it to cold, because since she turned it on for herself in order to wash her own hands. So therefore, she didn't do it for us. She was doing it for herself. The water was, she was cleaning it for her own hands. The water was running already, exactly. So now you don't have to tell her, make it cold. Don't do anything. And then what? Leave it on. And then once you walk away, let her shut it. Could be it's a problem when you're shutting hot water as well. But the point is, that case is okay. But back to the showers. So to turn on a hot shower is a suit. That's clear. So somebody will tell me, but Rabbi, how about I have an urn, and I have an urn filled with water. So when I empty the urn out of water, no new water is going in. So I want to fill kelim from this water from the urn, and I want to wash, I want to take the hot water, and I want to pour the water on my head, on my body, and take a hot shower like that. Remember a rule. It's asur to take a shower on Shabbat where you're washing your whole body or even the majority of your body with hot water. Even if you didn't make an isur in the heating of the water. Even if the water was heated from before Shabbat. The rabbis made a gezerah. So therefore you're going to tell me it's asur. Even if you figured out a way to get around the hot water issue. But to use hot water to bathe the majority of your body is asur on Shabbat. So they tell me, let's say, as a mashal that we continue, the goya was cleaning the shower. She was cleaning it, she turned on the hot water, and she's doing cleaning it. And I say, oh, she turned it on already. Beautiful. Don't shut it. You tell her, go out. You jump and you take a shower. You're not allowed. Because, bottom line, you're washing your whole body with hot water, even though you didn't make an isur on the turning on the hot water, it's still asur. This is probably one of the biggest problems that we have with going in a swimming pool on Shabbat, because most of the pools are heated. And since most of the pools are heated, so now a person is going in and he's in the hot water or the warm water, the lukewarm water, which is also a problem on Shabbat. Fine. There are other problems on a swimming pool as well. That's not our halakha today. But I'm giving an example. Exactly. Somebody wants to come and sit on in the hot bath, a hot tub that they had from before Shabbat. Asur. There's other reasons as well why it's asur, but we're restricting our talk today to that water issue. So now, let's say a person says, okay, hakam, full body shower I won't take, but I want to wash my hands and face. Okay, but you have a problem turning on hot water. No. It was on already. Oh, I want to go to the urn, and I want to take water from the urn, and I want to just wash my hands with hot water and put some hot water on my face. Mutar, panav, yadav, and aglav, with hot water is permissible so long as that water was not retrieved by isur. What about a cold shower on Shabbat? According to the Sephardim, mutar, it's permissible to take a full body cold shower on Shabbat. So a person wants to go before shul, he's sweating for whatever reason, he was learning outside the whole day, and he's sweating, so he wants to now go before Shabbat. So therefore, let him go inside. I know. Let him go take a cold shower, even though it's going on his whole body. Do you have to be concerned about anything in a cold shower? Yes. Number one, let's talk about the fact of sechita. You shouldn't squeeze your hair when you're washing your hair now, because if you're going to squeeze your hair, although it's only isur d'rabbanan, but it's asur. So therefore, you shouldn't squeeze your hair. Using soap, look at the Ilah, one should not use bar soap on Shabbat, as we know. Even though there were some leniencies, but today we have soft soap. So what do you have to use bar soap for? The soft soap. According to Kambinsion, it's better even to water down the soft soap. Okay, but for sure, according to Achamavaja, the soft soap for sure would be okay. You cannot use a sponge. Person goes in there, he has a towel. Or the lufah, they call it. So these things are washcloth. Yeah, you're squeezing. That can be sudoraita. So therefore, one has to be careful when you're washing yourself that you're not using any of these items. Or for that matter, one has to be careful that he uses a big towel to dry. Because if you use a small towel, it gets very wet. Now what ends up happening? You're squeezing the towel. Could be sudoraita. So when you dry yourself, also you have to be careful not to squeeze the towel. So if you follow all those rules over there, in Adrabah, we cannot say that it's asur. Although the Ashkenazim are strict on this, and this is the way the Moshe Levi comes out in the Menuchat Ta'aba. I'll read it. He says, "V'chot sheken shemutal lerchotz b'mayim tzonenim b'Shabbat, v'yesh shenagu la'achmir, v'chen nuhagim Ashkenazim. Aval anu ha'sefaradim lo nahagnu la'achmir b'zeh, v'lachen mutar le'sefaradi letkaleach b'mayim tzonenim b'Shabbat, apapi sheshotef et kol gufo." ומכל מקום צריך לזהר שלא לרחוס בספוג, that's a sponge, or בליפה, that's the other type of cleaning item that could cause with squeezing, וכן לא יסחוט את שערות הראש, the hair or the beard, you shouldn't squeeze the water out of the beard, רק ינגבם במגבת גדולה, a big towel, ויזה שלא יסחטנה לאחר הנגבים.